Good afternoon and welcome. You are listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is Friday. It's frickin' Friday. Another frickin' week. Frickin' weekend's coming up, and I'm frickin' ecstatic when I consider the possibilities. It's also the 6th day of July, 2018. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 73 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 77 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And I think they got a fire down on the Oregon-California border. It's starting to get danky here. I'm afraid we're going to get smoked in again, and I'm not looking forward to it. That being said, let's see what we're going to look at first here. Supreme Court says foreign nationals have no due process rights here. Judge Napolitano, really? We're going to get into it when we get back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then. Supreme Court says foreign nationals have no due process rights here. This is from Polizet, I guess it is, news, and it was sent in by Gray Rider for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. You know, just a couple of 3 weeks ago, Judge Napolitano, you know, the great commentator for Fox News, the legal genius, the one the people trust, he came out and said they did. Said they were, the persons mentioned in that fifth article was these foreign sons of bitches coming into our country. And we told you that they were the people who were actually supposed to be dealing with the administrative admiralty jurisdiction, and the other jurisdiction, the common law jurisdiction, belonged only to the people here. Well, you know, I guess Judge Napolitano didn't know this, or maybe the propaganda is breaking down here. President Donald Trump recently suggested that illegal aliens should be sent back to their countries of origin without hearing and the years of litigation that often follow. We've said all along that, you know, he could have done this from day one. It could have just been turn them around and send them out of here. I mean, Operation Wetback under Eisenhower, they just sent them all back. And there wasn't none of this bullshit, because it is bullshit, because they have no rights in this country. They've come here as an illegal act, as an invading force. And it falls under the admiralty. One of the few things out there that does, it actually deals with, you know, intercourse between the government and people. And it's not our people. It's foreigners. He branded the current process, which permits illegal aliens to repeatedly contest orders of removal, as mockery to good immigration policy and law. And he really wants it. Bullshit. All a part of the production, people. Don't believe nothing. That when they tell you that Trump doesn't want him here, try to consider that he is an international billionaire real estate mogul. And of course he doesn't want slave labor in this country. The mainstream media wasted no time in characterizing his suggestion as a push to end due process for illegal immigrants. Man, he didn't have no problem ending due process for American nationals without zero authority. I mean, as an act of treason. Oh, we'll take the guns and then we'll have the due process. And man, it's been codified by his signature. But there they are. I mean, they were showing him at some, I gather, I can't remember what state it was in. But, I mean, I'm noticing the tight camera shots. The crowds are getting smaller. The people are waking up to this charlatan son of a bitch. But like we said, again, all along, we've told you this all along. It's not only is it lawful for them to remove them. That's what they're supposed to be doing. That's what they were hired to do. Like we hired the bank regulators to make sure no junk bonds ended up in somebody's 401k. The mainstream characterizing a push to end due process for illegal immigrants. They're not illegal immigrants. They are illegal aliens, invaders into our country without authority to be here. And multiple news outlets made a manner of wild claims about the so-called rights of illegal aliens. But once again, in an effort to portray the chief executive as a xenophobe, they got to center this around Trump. You know, it's everything's got to be centered around Trump because he's the head con man. You know, the thing is, they knew this all along. He knows what he could do. He's a part of it. It's all a part of how little can we do about it and still say we're doing something. We're getting the bad guys. The open borders lobby has forgotten its facts backwards. Trump is actually right. No, Henry was actually right. Trump wasn't saying a goddamn thing. Judge Napolitano, you know, that's Trump's Fox channel is Trump channel, isn't it? And he was right on there telling you they absolutely have. They're the persons mentioned. It wasn't the American nationals. The persons mentioned in that. All persons, that means the illegal aliens. Anybody that can come into this country shooting it. They shoot their way in as soon as they get here. I guess they own the goddamn joint. Much of the current legal framework for removing illegal aliens, and that's what they are, illegal aliens, from the United States consists of badly reasoned federal district court decisions, ridiculous settlements, settlement agreements, and politically motivated policy decisions. And that's what we said all along, signing orders. The law says what it says. I mean, this isn't rocket science, people. We know what the goddamn law says. It just was. I mean, they told you, well, they're just not enforcing the laws, what they're doing here. And, you know, we have this is one of the, you know, the Supreme Court can offer opinions. They've never had no authority in law. They offer an opinion. What their position was supposed to be for is if there was legislators wanting to legislate a law. Or if there was an executive that wanted to implement some law, and there was a question as to its constitutionality, that is, they're supposed to set that Bill of Rights up there, and the nine of them are supposed to read it and look at the Bill of Rights. Does it violate the Bill of Rights? If it does, it cannot be law in this country. And that's, I mean, pretty much everything we've seen. The million infringements upon our Bill of Rights has been orchestrated in this way. But, I mean, this is one instance where the Supreme Court is, its opinion is supposed to go to the legislature and to the executive to tell them, you know, no, they don't have any due process rights. And as that being the case, you cannot legislate them rights. And you, executive, you cannot grant them rights. And no court can grant them rights. If you do, we've already given you our opinion. And if an American national dragged your ass out into the common law and takes everything you own because you didn't listen to us, well, that was what the Supreme Court was for. Not to be a politerate ruling elite above all the people in the United States. I mean, they keep talking about, you know, this new justice that's going to be picked. And they keep talking about how it could change Roe versus Wade, you know, and all this shit, which is a horseshit decision because it was made on the wrong pretext, just like the decision about the piss testing. I love the way they put these things before the Supreme Court to give them a way to rule bullshit, as plain and simple as what it comes down to. But at any rate, here we have it. And this codifies what we've said, that all along, this could have, as soon as Trump took office, he could have got rid of DACA. Ain't a goddamn thing nobody could do about it. They've already been told by their Supreme Court that there's not a goddamn thing they could do about it. And they could have started the deportations by the busloads, by the truckloads, whatever it was, and start dumping those bastards over the border. But they didn't. And you think that Trump didn't know this, that what the law actually is? And you think Napolitano, that federal judge, didn't know what the goddamn law was when he came on Fox News? You know, that's the good guys that are against the bad guys that are, you know, for this immigration shit. I think they all shit through the same hole, people. I'm sorry. the Open Borders Lobby and its handmaidens in the mainstream media have consistently represented this hodgepodge as a clear articulation of affirmative rights in quotation marks. But the representation is misleading. Illegal aliens are entitled to considerably less immigration due process than their advocates would have us believe. And of course they are. I mean, if anybody that understands the two, you know, like the people's separation from the government and the fact that the Bill of Rights belongs to us, not to, it ain't to the governments to pick and choose, or they're going to give it to or decide what it is, or regulate it or anything else. It belongs to us. It's apart from them. They got a charge from us. They go do what we fucking tell them to. That's it. Period. And the Supreme Court has been remarkably consistent on the point over the years. I wonder, I guess Napolitano, you know, this federal judge, he didn't know about these Supreme Court rulings, huh? This is the first one. It is not within the province of the courts to order the admission of foreigners, which we've got courts that have been doing it. I mean, with the injunctions on the ending DACA and all this stuff, isn't that what they're doing? Of course it is, and they know. They've already been advised by the Supreme Court, which is their duty to give their opinion, and the Supreme Court's opinion of the law. And the law isn't, you know, that's what I'm talking about here, about this justice. If this justice gets in, it's going to be interpreted this way. If this justice gets in, it'll be interpreted this way. Law is fact. If it isn't, it's arbitrary, and it isn't law. Law has to be fact, or it's not law. Plain and simple, and they know this. And this, they were supposed to interpret the law, not given their personal opinion on the aspects of what the law requires or what the outcome of the law is. They're just supposed to say the law is this, period. And this is what they've done in these decisions. They've said what the law is, and these people have gone, well you know, it, I guess it's pretty easy for them having our common law courts removed, so there's no recourse for the people when they go against what the law says. But, I mean, it, here it is clearly written. It's like the Supreme Court decisions telling you that there can't be an income tax, that you can't tax personal income. Sure, they're there, and they know goddamn good and well they can't do it, but they'll come and kill you doing it, won't they? So I guess there is no law, is the point here. It is not within the province of the court to order the admission of foreigners who have no formal legal connection to the United States. As to such persons, the decision of executive or administrative officers, this is the admiralty. This is what I told you when Napolitano said the other. This is that lying son of a bitch, these propagandists, dirty bastards, trying to just, the sky, the sun ain't up in the sky at noon. It just ain't. You just got to do what we tell you. Believe what we say. It's four, not three. Acting within powers expressly conferred by Congress are due process of law. Murray's Leasee versus Hoboken Land and Improvement Company, Hilton versus Merritt. It is an accepted maximum of international law. This is international law now, that every sovereign nation has the power, as an inherent in sovereignty and an essential to self-preservation, to forbid the entrance of foreigners within its domains, or to admit them only in such cases and upon such conditions as it may see fit. So what they've been doing here is all through fiat. It has just been, well, we're going to ignore the laws. Of course, the law says we can do it, keep them out, and we're supposed to keep them out. That's what the people charge us with, but we're not going to do it. That's what it comes down to. The United States need only provide an alien with a judicial trial when charging them with a crime and seeking a punitive sentence. This is Wong Wing versus the United States. So, yeah, if they come in and they commit a crime when you catch them, you got the right to, then they get, you know, the judicial process to punish them for the crime. Then their ass is out of here and there is no question about it. We have the absolute right to throw anybody out we want. Whatever the rule may be concerning deportation of persons who have gained entry into the United States, it is not within the powers of any court, unless expressly authorized by law, to review the determination of the political branch. That's the executive branch. That is the military branch, just like we told you. And remember, Napolitano said quite the opposite because, hey, man, he knows what the Supreme Court is, opinion is, and he knows what the propaganda line is, and he's holding to the propaganda line. Political branch of government to exclude a given alien. That is Knopf versus, oh God, Shaughnessy. Unadmitted non-resident aliens have no right of entry to the United States as non-immigrants or otherwise, and that is clandestine versus Mandel, I guess. What does this all mean? The foreign nationals outside our borders are not owed any due process whatsoever. The United States may exclude them at will. And they can, and we've known it all along. The thing is, they do not will to exclude them. They want them in here. They're recolonizing this country with third world frickin' peons and coolies for a slave state under an oligarchy. The United States may exclude them at will. It also means that illegal aliens apprehended within the United States are entitled only to such due process as Congress accords them. And due process, I mean, it's like what they're doing to us. They're treating us like the goddamn foreign nationals without our rights. And they're giving our rights over to the invading goddamn army. You see, because what happens to us? I mean, we write it down on a piece of paper and you pay us and that's your due process. We've went over this several times. But that's in the administrative admiralty for the outsiders so that you don't get bogged down, so that you don't break your country giving this process to a question. Did you have papers when you crossed that border? No, get your ass back across that border. It's that simple. And they know it, but they think if they can pretend that they have all this due process stuff, they can bog it in by the time, you know, 4 or 5 years or 8 years goes by, then, oh, gee, golly, we got to give them amnesty because they've lived here so long. I mean, this is such bullshit. It's unbelievable. Congress could act to streamline the removal and provide the type of no-hearing framework that the president has suggested. In fact, it has already done so for certain classes of aliens. If they were there representing the people in this country and our interest isn't in giving over our country to aliens for them coming in and taking. I mean, our people are living poor right now because we're being so ripped off and to pretend. I mean, they always, it's a racist thing. No, it isn't. This belongs to us. This is for us. We built it. It's our life source that we built. It belongs to us. You have no authority to come in and give it to somebody else. The only way it can be removed from us is through a due process of law, and you cannot fucking provide it. The only law you can exercise is to go and throw that goddamn alien out. That's the authority we gave you. Now use it. Using a process called administrative removal. What would that be? It meant that'd be the admiralty, just like we told you. Now, Napolitano came up on Fox News, and he lied right through his freaking teeth, knowing he was lying. He's a no-good, dirty propagandist, and he doesn't give one little shit about your rights. Make sure you understand that. Using a process called administrative removal, well, that's what they did in Operation Wetback, wasn't it? They made an administrative rule. See, this is what we're being inflicted on us, this administrative rule they can't inflict upon us because they're apart from us. But it's being inflicted upon us, and they're being given our status. That's what's happening here. Administrative removal, the government may, without any hearing, remove illegal aliens who have been convicted of an aggravated felony. Similarly, aliens found it inadmissible to the United States upon arriving at the border may be repatriated without a hearing, employing a process called expedited removal. So it's like we've told you all along, the laws are there. What the hell would you set up immigration laws with no teeth, no way to back them, no way to execute the law? Oh, this is our law, but if you come across, well, there's nothing we can really do. Our law says you can't, but if you come across, there's really nothing we can do. We have no remedy. Similar aliens found inadmissible to the United States upon arriving at the border may be repatriated without a hearing, employing a process called expedited removal. Aliens who reenter the United States 8, 10, 15, 20 fucking times after having been previously deported may also be removed without a hearing, utilizing a process called reinstatement of removal. And, I mean, that's what you're seeing here. You know, people getting out of prison here. And, oh, you can't throw them out of the goddamn country. Well, yeah, they can. They don't want to. They want them here. They hate us. They love them. They love a thought of a third world slave that will avert their eyes, lick their shoes, and work for a bowl of rice and a fish head. They love that. They hate the thought of us that own this country. And we stand on an even par with every one of them. God almighty, that can't be, people. What about all those asylum applications? Oh, this is good. Because this is what nothing we can do about it. I remember that. There's not. They've probably. There ain't nothing that we have to let them in. We ain't got no choice. We just have to. What about all of those asylum applications that illegal aliens supposedly have a right to file? As the Supreme Court made clear in INS versus Cardoza for Cinca, asylum is a discretionary form of relief. The United States is not obligated to grant asylum to anyone, even those who clearly qualify for it. How about that? That means them kids down there. This is all a frickin' lie. They're just saying, well, yeah, that's your law, but we're not going to enforce it. We've decided that we're not going to enforce the goddamn law, and Trump's doing it too. Because all he has to do is give the order, and they have to do it. That's the head of the goddamn admiralty that has the jurisdiction over these issues. Because of this, Congress could pass legislation prohibiting those unlawfully present in the United States from filing asylum applications, but they're not going to do it because they do not represent us. They represent the international corporate mafia who wants the son of a bitches in here. That's why this whole voting thing is such a goddamn sham. It's taking over. You're voting in a goddamn foreign occupation. You're committing treason against your own people by participating in this lie. Far from pushing to abolish due process for illegal aliens, Trump is posing a legitimate question. It's time for Americans to start asking just how many of our... See, it's just like Trump, you know, he's asking, he's our guy because he's out there talking about this. He doesn't have to talk about it. All he has to do is write down a goddamn order, an executive order to enforce the law and say, enforce the goddamn law, or I'll send the military down there to do it. And he can send the military down there to do it. He does not want to. He's been. He can't. His handlers in Tel Aviv. Oh well, now Jerusalem probably. But his handlers, they give him his marching orders. This authority has been there all along, like we told you it was, like Napolitano lied about. But the authority's been there all along. They just will not exercise that authority to the benefit of the people, the American nationals, and to the detriment of the goddamn invading force that they want here, that Trump wants here. Make sure you understand that. Far from pushing to abolish due process for illegals, Trump is posing a legitimate question. It's time for Americans to start asking just how many of our precious tax dollars should be spent providing illegal aliens with expensive immigration hearings to which they clearly are not entitled. Like we told you. And don't forget who that Napolitano, he came on there and said that they absolutely had due process rights. His own Supreme Court that he works under said they don't. Here's some more lies, man. I just love sorting through it. June jobs increase. All part-time workers as full-time jobs drop. And this is just you talk about a three-card money being played right in front of your face. This is from Zero Hedge. While the headline points in today's jobs report the headline prints in today's jobs reports were solid with the exception of hourly earnings, which disappointed consensus expectations on both a monthly and annual basis. However, not too dramatically a look below the surface reveals at least one ugly side. No, it's all a lie. I mean, they're on there touting people. They're coming out. 218,000 jobs were created. But this is created in the U.S. economy. This is where they're playing these word games with you. When you just look, I mean, it's obvious. But in the economy, we're a part of the international economy, aren't we? So if you have a business here in the United States and they hire 10,000 people over in China, well, that goes right on their books. That was hired. It's a part of the U.S. economy. This is what they're doing to us, people. And they said that the wages went up. The overall wages went up 2.7%. Well, I imagine they did. We just gave $3.2 trillion to the multi-elite, and they got to bring trillions from overseas and buy up their own frickin' stock. I'm sure that the people in the top percent, they got to see. This is how it works. They get like billion-dollar raises. And the people that are in the, in the top 10%, or the next 5%, they would get $100 million raises. And then the people then in the next, within the 15%, they would get $1 million raises. And then you go down to the full 20%, and you'd be down to thousands. But see, when those people all got a raise, that's a few. They're the 1%. You're talking about 15% of the population. And actually, the bulk of the people, They got less. The people that are under those numbers, they got less, but because they gave such huge money to these people at the top, and because it's all figured in one equation, oh, overall, it went up 2.7%. The guys at the bottom, they got less. The guys at the top, they got wait, so much more that they could, with the curve, they could call it an increase. That is the truth of it, and everybody knows it, but they sit up there and they tell these lies right in your face, and, well, just like Napolitano, well, they're the experts, and, man, I know I'm starving to death, but goddamn, they said my stomach's full. I guess it's full. Got to go with it. In June, the number of part-time workers rose by 145,000 to 20, and, well, you know, these part-time workers, and they're playing this up like a big old man. Goddamn, the economy's doing good. But like we did in the last few weeks, talk about tens and 50s and 40s of thousands of new, brand new visas for people coming in. Could they, you don't think that they're counting all the legal aliens in this equation? Do you think they're not counting all these people they're pumping in here with these visas? And that ain't Americans going to work, but hey, man, it's the company's hired. It's jobs filled. That's what the, I mean. We talked about what 10,000 just the other day that the head of the DHS, those new visas. This is what it is. They're pumping new visas out here. No Americans are. We're doing worse every day, but they're pumping them in there and just, no, well, yeah, look at all them jobs. Well, yeah, they're all part time and they're all on visas. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, yeah, thank you. Yeah, I don't know if you saw that article or not that I sent in and Laura posted last week sometime. Anyway, about the 14,000 immigrants that were, legalized on the 4th of July.
I didn't
see that. this article talks about, you know, they did one ceremony. There were like three different ceremonies. One they did out on some public land, you know, and they, you know, said, this is your land now. This is, you know, this is your land. And, you know, there was another one. What was it? Yeah, there's comment in there about how these, you know, these children are the, you know, they're our best and brightest or something like that. Yeah. It's a paraphrase, you know, and it's, you know, they're the important ones. I mean, it's just a total slap in our face.
Well, just, man, they have nothing but contempt for us, and they'll have nothing but contempt for us right up till we start shooting at their ass. And all these ones that they came out there and just told them that this is yours, no, it ain't. You're going to find out it ain't in a hard way, because your asses are going to be dead or you're going to be back across that goddamn border. There is no two ways about it. We cannot allow this, people. We're down at the bottom of the hour. Stay right where you are.
Down the road here from me, there's an old holly tree where you lay down a dollar or two. Go on around the bend, come back again, there's a jug full of that good old Mountain Dew.
Oh, they call it that good old Mountain Dew. I'll hush up my mug if you'll fill up my jug with that good old Mountain Dew.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Just watch more.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:35 Pacific Time. That was JB and the Moonshine Band with a shotgun, a rifle, and a 45. You better have all of them. You better be ready to use them. Because, I mean, they're coming straight at us, man. They're not making any bones about this, and there is no curve. Like Katie said, you know, bringing them out. This is your country now. No, by God, it ain't. I didn't surrender it. In June, the number of part-time workers rose by 145,000. In June, the number of, I wonder if that could be all those visas that they're putting out. You know, they've already got their pact, their recolonization force here. Now they're bringing specialty workers in to take those last of those middle-class jobs to get you down there with them peasants, them peons, and them coolies. While the full-time workers declined at a modest 89,000 to 128.658 million. On a longer-term basis, however, this month's jump in part-time workers appears to be an outlier, with the bulk of job additions in the past year manifesting in the form of full-time jobs. Bullshit. I love the way Zero Hedge, you know, because this is part of their gig, too. They're controlled opposition. I see what is going on out there. I know a lot of people, and all the people I know work, and I see what is going on. This is a shift. I mean, right now they have plans to take every bit of the wealth straight to everybody. Will be at the level of those goddamn the people in Honduras are doing better than us. They can afford thousands of dollars to come up here to take what we have. Oh, enough of that. The complete removal of the Bill of Rights. People can't see it. There's a curve. We got to wait around, and we can elect our way out of this, you know. Utah police seized $2.2 million in cash under civil forfeiture law. This is from AP.
Henry?
Yes, sir. Go ahead. I mean, ma'am. I'm sorry.
Katie, that's okay. That happens all the time. Anyway, during your break, the music was playing, and I heard somebody in the background. They said, hey, how do I get through here? It sounded like somebody might have wanted to come up. I don't know.
Oh, really? You push *6 if there's somebody out there wanting to talk. Push *6 and start talking. Whoever it was hung up, Laura says. Oh, sorry about that. You call in, you got to push that *6 to unmute if you want to speak. And just get my attention, and I'll let you talk. The 2017 report on state asset forfeiture showed virtually all of the money and other assets seized by police came in drug investigations. You know, something they have no authority over. They can't tell us what we can or cannot. They have no authority. I mean, these agencies that this government has built, I mean, we've talked about it many times. That government was put in place to protect our rights, and they're using those open subject matter clauses in that Constitution that the Ninth Article was meant to suppress. And they're just saying, F the Ninth Article, we're seizing this, we're going to write an act, we're going to sign our name to it, and we can just take your goddamn money with no due process of law. The report, not to mention the state can't seize it. These private corporations, these police corporations, they can't seize it. But more and more it's turning to where this private law with these police corporations, they're getting the authority of the admiralty because they have taken over. They have taken over the highest seats of power in this country. And there's only one way you stop that, whether you like it or not. In 13% of the cases, no criminal charges were filed. Just pulled you over, took your money, and hey, have a nice day. The report released by the Utah Commission on Criminal and Juvenile Justice last week showed an increase in cash seized by the state police over previous years, likely due to a few large incidents. The commission said, in addition to the cash, police also seized an additional $401,000 worth of property, including several cars and hundreds of gambling. I mean, just come looting the people. Straight up looting the people, a foreign entity, because these corporations they have no authority in our world. They are agents of the government who is supposed to be apart from us. That 10 mile square was the only place it was supposed to be, but the tentacles have come out. And now we're, like yesterday, we were seeing the United Nations tentacles coming into our country. And this is going to be, just another bunch of people who have no authority coming in and taking over total authority over your life.
Henry.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I mean that's what it's all going to, from the federal level to the, you know, even to your local level, man. You know what I mean? You look at it, I mean, they can come in what it's called a seizure asset forfeiture. They don't have to have a crime against you, all because you could have won, you know, $15,000 at the casino. Then all of a sudden, oh, you can't prove where you got this money. Or you could just cash your check that you got, you know, and they can just take it. I mean, there's no other way to solve this problem, as you always say, except blow their heads off. And that's the only way that I see it. You have to do it individually, because there's a lot of cowards out here who don't want to see the truth. But, you know, the bottom line is, man, that's the only way to solve this rabies sick dog called government, is to just to put them to sleep.
Put one in their head, brother. You're absolutely correct. There is no due process of the law. They have removed our Bill of Rights. We have no law to protect us. What we have is them setting up their own admiralty jurisdictions. They want to take what you have. So they say it's okay. They write it down on a piece of paper. They look at one another. Yeah, I agree. We can take their shit. And they just do it. But it is in violation of that Bill of Rights. That ninth article said no authority like this would ever exist. And they swore it to us. Oh, man, in those Federalist Papers. Man, why would you worry about a Bill of Rights? Why, man? We're going to read it to you. We have no power, see? It has no power. Of course it didn't. But, man, look at what we're living through today, people. They can come and pull you over on the side of the road. Well, let's go on just a little bit here because it gets more interesting. After assets were taken by authorities, roughly $687,000 was routed back to law enforcement and drug courts. They take it and they just get to keep it, and that's just that they took your shit. Nothing you can do about it. Armed frickin' robbery is what it is. Civil asset forfeiture laws in states across the country have been criticized by civil liberties advocates who say they can be abused by police. See, this is, they can be abused. No, they cannot exist. This cannot exist, or else your Bill of Rights does not exist. It's one of the two, people. By police to shake down suspected criminals. They're not suspected criminals. You have this drug shit. There's all these authorities they've created around being able to tell us what we can grow, what we can eat, what we can put in our bodies, is all without authority, because the ninth article said it can never be. It told them they didn't have this authority. It tells them today. That's why you don't hear them talk about it. Why wouldn't any Napolitano, any of these experts ever talk about that ninth article and what it means? Because they know exactly what it means. Just like Napolitano knew better than what he said the other day. It's all just a propaganda program. So, yeah, it's all the Constitution. Napolitano said it. I guess they can just take my stuff if they want to. Suspected criminals without having to file charges. Three states, North Carolina, New Mexico, and Nebraska, outlaw civil asset forfeiture entirely. And 11 require a criminal conviction for isn't that holy of them? But a criminal conviction by an illegal state charge. They cannot charge us under their goddamn legislation. We have to be charged for a constitutional violation against another national, or nobody can even talk to us about this shit. Proceeding to begin, according to the National Conference of State Legislators. Yeah, you betcha. Law enforcement agencies say the law can be critical to dismantling large-scale criminal operations. I don't care. That Bill of Rights does not leave exception for any excuse to violate it. It just says you can't, and you have been. The violations are completely off the charts at this point in the ballgame, and they're only pushing for more. If they can get the idea through the people's heads, if they can get the people institutionalized into the idea, due process thing, they just tell you and they take it. That's due process of the law. If they could get people to buy it, man, and this is what they're pushing. And, you know, they got the 12% you got the 15%, the communists, and the 10% of the others, you know, the National Socialists. And, you know, they're just a small group, but they're just sitting there at the top. They're going, wow, we could do this. And will they do this? And will they do that? And all the time, we got to get those goddamn guns away. We're pushing this way beyond the goddamn envelope. We're pushing this so far. Every day, I'm sure they get up and go, I can't believe we got away with it another day. I mean, this is how blatant it is. And when people go to look back at this point in history, they're going to go, they're just shake their heads. They're going to go, what in the hell was wrong with them people? The law enforcement, the average amount of cash seized by Utah authorities was $1,000, guys. They're going around picking people's fucking pockets. You're a big-time drug dealer, and you've got your $1,000. Authorities seized as little as $50. And as much as $910,000 in a single, but $50. That's pulling somebody over, man. That's shaking somebody down. to try to, if you got $50 in your pocket, oh, that had to come from drugs. I'm just taking that. And I've seen it happen. People just, I mean, just going through people's boxes and taking their shit. This is where we're at. But there's some kind of curve out there that some people just aren't up to speed with this shit. The relatively low average disturbed. Okay, the relatively low average disturbed Connor Boyack, president of libertarian-leaning nonprofit group Libertas Institute, who has pushed to limit asset forfeiture in Utah. Limited? It cannot be. I mean, this is what the games we keep playing. Well, we can pass a law to make it less of an infringement. It's an infringement. It's like being a little pregnant. You can't undo it. You can't unscrew a light. You can unscrew a light bulb, but you can't unscrew a woman. I mean, this is what we're talking about here. It is absolute infringement, and they know it. Well, it is, but we could back that off a little. No, you better get rid of it, you son of a bitch. A little bit of it is the treason it takes to put a rope around your neck. It creates huge financial disincentive for somebody to hire an attorney and pay several thousands of dollars to try to fight a forfeiture of such a small amount of property, he said. Yeah, it's just, I mean, they're highwaymen. They're getting out. What do you got in your pockets? I'm taking that. Well, and not even charging. I mean, they let you get in your car and go down the road. What the hell's the difference? Isn't that goddamn robbery? If you and I did it, you see, the idea that they could have some kind of authority that the people who empowered them do not have. If I went and stopped you and took money out of your pocket just took it from you at gunpoint, what would they call that? Armed robbery? These son of a bitches do. Oh, that's asset forfeiture thing that we wrote down on a piece of paper. Oh, and Judge Napolitano said it's constitutional. Shh, I guess they can do it. More than one third of the seizures were reported by the Salt Lake Police Department through 24 state and local agencies reported making at least one forfeiture. After assets are seized they are placed into a state fund. And that's it, man. That was your due process of law. We take it and put it in our fund. There's due process. You see if that matches up with your Bill of Rights. See if that satisfies the 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, and 8th articles to your Bill of Rights. See if you can find that procedure in there. Or any way that procedure could equate to that due process you're guaranteed. Can be used to distribute grants to law enforcement. So, I mean, they're just taking your goddamn looting the people and going out, hey, rich buddy, hey, go down to the lodge. We're going to issue some grants. Yeah, we'll all be down there Friday night. Yeah, yeah, we're going to issue some grants. We stole a whole bunch of shit from the working people around here. I mean, just see what you guys want because you're part of the special class. In 2017, grants were given to state and local agencies for a variety of task forces and to pay for equipment and training such as body cameras, rifles, and riot gear. In addition to the money seized by state officials, Utah agencies also received $1.1 million from federal agencies that seized property from people. So you can come on into our territory. You can come on into our territory. And you can rob our people. Just make sure you bring us our cut. This is what this is. This is fucking mafia, people. God almighty, I can't. There's a curve? Including the Drug Enforcement Administration and the Internal Revenue Service. Just come on in. Yeah, all you got to do is pay us our cut and you come on in. You're doing your own holdups. Okay, that's cool. You can come in and hold up our people at gunpoint and take their shit. And, man, just make sure we get our cut because we've got a deal here. We had to sit down. Remember, we all shaked hands. A case in which a Utah man has challenged police seizure of $500,000 during a 2016 traffic stop is currently pending in the Utah Supreme Court. The man, Kyle Savely, was not charged with anything except a traffic violation and claims that the police went around the law to take his money. Do you think, is this even a question? Well, we could have a conversation about this, I guess, couldn't we? Let's have a conversation about it as we're being looted. Connecticut assault victim gets 18 months in jail for stabbing attacker. You think it ain't out of control? You think that they aren't pushing the... I mean, it's just like releasing the savages on the people in the colonies, man. When we went up against the king, they're letting every... I mean, some of you have read this, I'm sure. This is from Fox News. A Connecticut man who was assaulted by three juveniles while at work has been sentenced to prison for stabbing one of his attackers. Three people jump you. Three son of a bitches jump you. And, you know, they talk about an adult and juveniles. This guy's 21. He just became an adult. And so three son of a bitches come in to rob and jump over the counter, and they're going to, you know, beat his ass down, and, you know, a definite threat to his life. He pulls out a knife and stabs one of them. Oh, in the leg. Oh, Jesus, you're going to jail. You don't stab a robber. You let them beat you down, and you let them kill you. You know, there's a saying in this country, better judged by 12 than carried by 6. Hell, anymore, it's, well, you're going to be carried by 6 either way. We'll get you killed in prison, man. We'll put you in prison for defending yourself. This is, I mean, here again, I mean, just a total divorce from the Bill of Rights. You have the goddamn right. Somebody attacks you, you don't have to run. You have the right under the Bill of Rights to stand right where you are. Somebody comes at you, you have the right to kill them. It's to preserve your own life. The paper reported that Sumter, who was convicted of felony first-degree assault, also will have to spend 3 years following his release on probation. If he breaks the law during that time, Sumter could be made to serve all or part of the 42-month prison sentence for defending yourself, people. Because you, when these thugs come to thug up on you, you just take it. You let them kill you, or you can die or go to prison, I guess, is your choice. Sumter was working at a Dunkin' Donuts in Newark last October when he was jumped by three males. During the assault, Sumter stabbed one of them in the leg. Jumped by three son of a bitches. I mean, come on, people. Do you have the right, at least in this country, to goddamn defend yourself when somebody jumps you? I mean, just the fact that they jumped the guy, one guy or ten. I think you have the right to defend yourself when you're jumped. I mean, this is how they're phrasing it. I was defending myself, Sumter said during the hearing. The hearing. There's your due process. A goddamn communist judge has these three hoodlums in here who jumped you. And you stabbed one of them in the leg trying to protect yourself. Well, this communist, Judge John Blowey, told Sumter that he believed his version of the events. They jumped me. Three guys jumped me. They were trying to kill me. I stabbed one of them in the leg. Where's the problem here? John Blay told Sumter he believed his version of events, but had to follow the letter of the communist law that says you can't attend. You know, this is what they got going on over in England. They disarmed all the people. The people are, I mean, old people and shit. These just hoodlums come into their house and beat them down. One guy, you know, he had a shotgun stash. He shot one of them. He went to prison. You don't defend yourself against these international communist thugs. They're the boys. They're going to protect them. Just like the down Antifa down here in Portland, Oregon. You know, they come, they're beating the shit out of people, throwing rocks at people. The people turn around and start kicking their ass. Oh, goddamn, now you got the police presence pointing guns at you for defending yourself. Well, I guess you guys people better wake up and get around that goddamn curve and realize you're going to have to fight these bastards. Under Connecticut law, assault victims cannot use deadly force if they are able to retreat from their attackers. By contract, well, I mean, three guys jump you, and you're going to sit there, and you, I mean, they're pounding your ass. And, man, I tried to crawl away. I know that with that time you wasted getting that knife out of your pocket and sticking that guy, you could have crawled away. That's what the court finds. You're going to jail, boy. This is sickening, people. By contrast, Connecticut law, victims cannot use deadly force if they are able to retreat from their attackers. By contrast, 27 states, most notably Florida, have passed so-called stand your ground laws, which entitle citizens to use force in self defense. See, this, Florida gives you permission. These people never had the authority. They do not have the authority to give, to grant, or not to grant permission. We live apart from them, and you, by God, absolutely have the right to defend yourself if three guys jump you. You got the right to stick that blade in them. And by God, I wouldn't be sticking in the leg. I'd be sticking in their chest. I passed so-called stand your ground laws. I mean, this is just getting in your head that they do regulate your every goddamn movement. And your right to defend yourself, well, they'll decide on that. To what degree? I mean, he raped your wife, but he didn't kill her. So, man, you stabbed that guy who was raping your wife. He hadn't killed her, anybody. You're going to prison, buddy. This shit ends when we end it. Until then, get ready to eat a lot of it. Stand your ground laws, which I got a titlement from the government that was a citizen. No, you dirty, rotten bastards. My rights are absolute as in the national. I'm not one of your goddamn citizens. Three guys jump me, I'm going to try to kill all three of them. to use force in self-defense if there is a reasonable belief of a threat. I think three guys jumping is enough of a goddamn threat. Churches and other nonprofits to pay income tax on employee benefits under the new law from Fellowship of the Mines, sent in by Number One New World. Hey, now when they gave that $3.2 trillion over to the filthy aristocrats who've made record profits thieving from us for the past 20 fucking years, man, they that's got to be paid for. And it's going to, man, these good evangelicals and all these people got behind Trump. Well, it seems like he might have just stuck a little knife in their back. And but being as these goddamn churches are running as corporations, like down on the border, bringing in billions in grants and shit. They own buildings. They own huge wealth. They got goddamn airplanes, jets they fly around in. It's just another, it's just a tax dodge. That's all in the hell these organized religions are anymore. Just a way to dodge taxes, to partake in the goddamn economy without paying a dollar in taxes. But now, I mean, that 501(c)(3) thing's coming to bite them on the ass. See, under the Bill of Rights, the church stood on level ground. They were the only ones that, the only institution that had the equal rights of an individual in this country was the churches. They had the right to be in the common law courts. They had the right to sue. They had the right to not have their assets seized through anything called a tax. They had the same right to the due process of the law. It took an individual to go after a church. The government couldn't do it. They were safe in our world, but man, they wanted that money. They wanted that mammon that they truly worship above all things, all other things. They wanted that mammon. So they went into the commercial world. They become commercial churches. And now, someone's actually suggesting that they should pay tax like the rest of the corporations. Well, they, in the first place, well, these corporations should pay taxes. But if there's a real church out there, that church should be stand in the common law. And the church should be operating as a church, which means that nobody's there to make a profit. They're there to, you know, if they take in money or something, they hold an event or whatever, they take that money in to help the poor or something. It's none of the goddamn government's business, no more than it is their business how we toil and how we take care of ourselves. You know, this taxation thing on the people, they have no authority to tax us. They've never had it, and they had none. But the church, Henry, the church at least joined with them. Go ahead, Dion.
Hey, you know that 501(c)(3) crap. You know that is a contract between the government and the churches.
Yeah, the church. It's a charter.
They say that you don't speak out against us, and you know you keep the sheeple down, and you keep the sheeple, you know, keep rolling with us. I mean, that's all that is.
Oh, absolutely.
It's just a contract. Because you ever heard a church even say anything about the unjust wars that these SOBs do, man?
No.
No, they won't say nothing about it. They won't say nothing about all the illegal crap that this government does. You don't never hear a church. That's why I'm fooled with churches, man. You never hear a church say nothing about all this crap what these old evil people do, man. And they just won't.
Well,
they never speak out against government. Never.
Because they worship mammon. And yeah, it is a charter. And when they charter with that government, all these churches, you know, the pulpits and all, those are all government agents by definition of the English language and the law. They have chartered as such. They've chartered with the government as a corporation. They put that 501(c)(3) in their nonprofit thing because that was a way for them to steal. I mean, it's been used by, you know, like all of these collectives, Hispanic collectives and all of these collectives they're putting together to go against us as individuals. This is how they did it. This is the bone they put out there to bring people to do this shit. These aren't churches. This is pure. When you get that 501(c)(3), that's mammon. You've entered the realm of mammon and you did it willingly. So, you know, that this here, I mean, of course, it's just a mad grab for the goddamn mammon. And the churches are as dirty as any one of the politicians or the international corporate. They are part of the international corporate mafia. Let's be it real. We've made it to the top of the hour, people. We will be back on Monday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, man, don't feel too sorry for those churches. They're making billions and you're giving it to them to help with the invasion into your country. And that is The Word from the Trenches.
Have a good weekend.
Thank you, brother, and you do the same.
I have done all I can do.
Cookies!